Blog Talk Radio.
No, so this one.
I don't know.
Do my drill. By drill, I mean cotton.
I've never seen that. I feel like I would remember seeing that.
All right. Do you want a test? Hello!
Hello! We were about to start this.
Welcome. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, a special reminder, you can get a high-quality version of this MP3 at metalinjection.net. Hi.
Hi.
All right, good level.
Oh, my God.
All we could get was...
No, that's on my cruise.
This is all they had left.
I know, just hold me.
And I put ring pops for all of us.
Oh, my goodness.
This is
the
marijuana that I'm
bringing to the table. We should take a photo of all of the
great pop. Is there a live read?
Yeah.
By the way, this is Cafe 57, next to where the gummy bear.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
There's a label this time.
It's got to be a pinky ring.
Monroe, thank you. However, your diet of choice for life has a relaxation test. Get more use from my car.
Do you want to do the library, Darren, or shall I? Well, there's. I could email it to you.
Just do it then, so we could start the show.
You have to do it once?
Just read it off your screen.
All right.
Oh, yeah, if you want to read it off my screen.
So, Darren, just do it after the music break. We'll have Rob do one. We should do a less announcer voice and more Rob voice.
Okay.
Are we ready? Start out.
No.
Do you think I do it in the announcer voice, too?
No, I'm just saying.
No, now that he's been laid off, where else can you use his announcer voice? Let him have it.
Let
him
have it.
Relic. Mysterious Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, I said.
Like a baby. Ow.
All right. I'm ready.
This is before I make noise.
Are you connected to the FM? Are we live?
I mean, are you ready?
Oh, you want me to do it?
Oh, well, no. Okay, I'll just do it.
Yeah, I'll just stop. I stopped what I was doing so you wouldn't make noise.
All right. We are connected.
What? All
right.
Are you recording?
No, that's a good one. Okay.
I'm going to have your sound on.
This week's podcast is brought to you by the Die Without Hope U.S. Tour, featuring Carnifex, I Declare War, Here Comes the Kraken, and Assassins. Kicking off February 21st and running for 5 weeks throughout the U.S., you can check facebook.com/CarnifexMetal for all the dates. Also, get Carnifex's new album, Die Without Hope. It's out March 4th, 2014, from Nuclear Blast Records.
This is a podcast, not a livecast. Is Darren plugged into the power?
No. Okay.
Did that girl text you back? Probably not. She's got a ring pop in his mouth.
She looks like a baby.
Darren brought many
really
ring
hairy
pops.
Baby.
I can't take credit. I only delivered that.
Well, tough. You're taking all the credit.
Okay,
welcome to the Metal Injection live cast. We're going to have Scott Ian of Anthrax, S.O.D., and his spoken word tour, the Speaking Words Tour.
You can ask him about the Great Nick Stadium.
Yeah. I was mentioning that to Noah before the show started. I'm hoping that you would bust that out.
He's going to, we're going to be calling him in about 20 minutes or so. That's our thing. It's going to be good times. Noah, Noah, are you checked out now that you're going on vacation tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm so
checked
ready.
Out. What did you go? STD clinic?
No.
What does that mean? Checked out.
Checked out like mentally.
Oh, like you're not here. Checked
yeah.
out.
I'm here physically, but I'm not here mentally.
I like her chest checked out.
I haven't taken an STD test
really?
Recently.
What was the last
one before the cruise?
Maybe after the cruise.
Oh, what?
Who knows what will happen?
Jake will be on the cruise.
Yeah, Jake.
So will a lot of other musicians.
Are you saying Jake has STDs?
No,
or?
I'm just making a joke.
I think what she's saying is yes. Noah wants to be in some sort of prog metal Dukaki situation.
You never know what happens when you sit on a rusty anchor.
By the way, I know you're saying yes. I just wanted some more yeses to see what we could get you into.
What other sort of sexual positions on a prog cruise can happen?
Wait,
other than
to Prague?
No, it's a
Prague
metal.
Yeah,
Prague Nation.
Don't get shoved off the stage if you're going to Prague.
6 4.
If you land in water,
that's true.
You just swim away. Everybody's happy.
Noah, can you swim?
Yes, I can swim, but I'm afraid of like deep sea swimming with sharks.
Right.
Eaten.
Sharks are kosher, though, so you'll be all right. You're right, they're not. 646-929-1357.
And
why? I don't think that it matters if what's eating you is kosher.
Oh.
I think it's only if you're eating. She's not eating the shark, so I don't think the shark's kosherness is an issue right now. Right? I mean,
yeah.
If you're going to die, I don't think you really care that it's.
Are there bands you're looking forward to, or are you just looking forward to being on a cruise and not in winter weather?
I am really looking forward to finally seeing Tony McAlpine play in person.
And he's a musician?
That's not a band.
He's a guitar player.
Who was on
Shrapnel.
Shrapnel. Yeah. Okay, so
he was in one of those Shrapnel backgrounds on his album cover.
Right.
They had all their guitarists pose in front of this purple curtain.
And he was one of them. Along with Jason Becker and Marty Friedman.
Joey Coppola.
They went to King's Plaza to the photo studio.
Yeah, it looked just
Look up all
the Shrapnel records. So, Joe Satriani was on Shrapnel records.
Oh, Vinnie Moore.
Yes.
Right.
The guy that played the electric violin, what was his name? Mark Wood. He was on Shrapnel, remember him? And he had a big giant mullet.
Was that the guy that was in Revenge of the Nerds? They had the electric violin and the climactic.
Oh,
scene.
No, that's
not the same guy.
You mean when Poindexter played?
Yeah.
It was just like that.
Yeah. And Tony McAlpine was the one that threw the wobbly javelin, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's just say yes. Let's just go with it.
Well, anyway, so, I think it was like half my life ago when I was 15, that's when I started getting into all those guys who were on the Shrapnel records. And, for some reason, Tony McAlpine never really toured the States, so I've just been dying to see him play live. So I'm really excited for him. Also, there's this like psychedelic prog band from Sweden called Flower King. I'm excited to see them.
Oh, they sound
psychedelic prog.
Okay, that doesn't really narrow it down.
Cynic?
Because there's no vocoders. Okay.
No.
Taking shots.
Yeah.
Wait, no, wait, you're taking the shot?
No. It's not like cynic.
No, fire a shot across the star. Oh, my God, all the humanity.
Jolly, who are from Long Island.
Jolly?
You have to go all the way to Miami to see a band from Long Island? Just
no,
go to Long Island.
I saw them at Arlene's Grocery before. Animals as Leaders, Periphery.
Periphery's pretty low on the list, I gotta say.
Oh, yeah, she kinda has to
I've
go.
I've seen them like 30 times already.
It looks bad if she doesn't stand there and watch Periphery, you know? Oh, alright, fuck it.
Safety Fire. And, there's a couple of bands there that I haven't really heard of before, so I'm excited to see what they're like live.
Now, do you and Jake have your own cabin, or are you like sharing with Misha and Mark?
God. I haven't seen him for like almost 2 months. Do you really think I want to share a room with those guys?
Well, I don't know if it's up to you, because I'm saying
we have our We have our own room.
Okay. So you won't ever have to go like, Misha, can you leave the room? I need to have sex with my boyfriend.
No. And I think that, like, the floor that we're on, it's not full.
So you're going to go into other cabins to have sex?
You have to sleep on the floor? You didn't get a bed?
No, we have a bed.
You just said you're on a floor.
No, the floor of her cabin. Come on, you know what she meant.
By the way, I think it's more like, Misha, can you turn around and face the porthole?
Or put your finger in the porthole, whatever it takes. So you're saying you want us to believe that a Prague Metal Cruise is not sold out, that there's room available.
All right,
no way.
I'm curious about what the ship is like. I noticed I just went to the Prague Nation website and it's on Norwegian cruises.
Yeah.
So it's a different ship than the one that we went on for
70. Which one did we go on? Do you remember?
Royal Caribbean. Okay. We went on the smallest / shittiest of the ships.
Wait, I think Royal Caribbean was not the one that people started shitting and bombing. No.
All of them. No. Well, that is all of them, but specifically that was the Carnival cruise.
Oh.
Was it combined with the irritable bowel syndrome group? Cruise that they did on the same boat or what?
Oh, the IBS cruise?
Yes, the IBS cruise. 70,000 tons of shit.
70,000 tons of IBS cruise. The only things that they serve are Mexican, Mediterranean.
And, of course, the shrimp cocktail.
When I went, there was barely any shrimp cocktail.
You
I believe
it all.
I ranted on it. It was an option maybe two of the nights on the dinner. And it was pretty low-level.
Cocktail, so?
Oh, these look like big ships.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something else.
What?
I mean, it's nice.
Oh, ship? Big ship?
I think unlike our cruise, we have two stops in the Bahamas where we can get off the boat.
Oh, wow.
And go to the beach.
That's great. And it's one day shorter, too. It's only like a 4-day or 3-day cruise.
It's from Tuesday to Saturday, and Saturday doesn't really count the whole day.
Right.
But yeah, and bands aren't really playing from like 11 in the morning until 4 in the morning. It starts like I think around 6 o'clock, so we really have all day.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Fat Europeans.
Are you going to be shooting video file like a little behind the scenes for the livecast fans of your trip on the cruise?
I don't do any work. No. I will if I can find a charger for my camera.
If there's shrimp cocktail,
you at least take photos
of
it. If there's a midnight buffet and there's some crazy shrimp cocktail display in the shape of a guitar.
Not only will I take pictures of the shrimp, but I'll pay for internet so that I can just trip like that.
Thank you. That is a true friend.
But I wonder if anyone who's listening to the livecast is also going.
If you are, give us a call, 646-929-1357. Scott Ian in about 15 minutes. You're listening to the Metal Injection livecast.
Wow, Rob, you're still really good at radio.
It doesn't go away. I mean, I still have 2 years' experience, even though I was fired.
If you're a Scott Ian fan and listening to us for the first time, Rob was just chit-chatting. Serious XM radio.
So painful.
No, he was laid off. He did nothing wrong, but they had budget cuts. He was laid off. Let go.
Thank you.
He just wasn't indispensable because he doesn't also cook Mexican food for the staff.
That's not why Jose's in.
I gotta say though, I have Sirius and I listened to you a couple of times and I think I really feel like not being totally sincere that you're very good because I listen to the other people. And I'm like, hey, this is DJ. I'm DJ voice. And here comes the metal on Liquid Metal. Hello there.
Hi.
Yeah, it's very... Wow. And then you just talk in your normal voice. I think you did a good job.
Thank you.
He's saying he liked you because you're so unprofessional, Rob.
Yes. No, but that's good. I think being professional...
they don't want the cliches. That was like the main...
Rob
didn't
last that long.
So do those other radio voice people get laid off too?
No.
Can we talk about that email you showed me now? Like it was the things you can't say and stuff.
Oh yeah, like a while ago there was this huge email of like cliches that you have to avoid, and it was basically every phrase you could ever say.
Yeah, it was like 900 things long.
Yeah, maybe I could find it.
It was like we're back. Don't say we're back because we're not back from anywhere. We want to keep a continuous.
But then you're going to have to say that over and over again. It sounds boring.
The other one is that you can't say shout out.
Really? That's good.
Can't say a track entitled, all that and a whole lot more. Also in that set around the corner.
See, also in that set, that's why is that bad?
Yeah.
The first three I agree with are horrible.
Why would you say also in that?
But here, back at you.
Yeah, that's bad.
Back in the day.
That's bad.
Before that.
Well, what's wrong with before that?
Blast from the past.
That's bad.
Bringing it to you.
I feel like
I have
he's
no,
the
well,
exception that proves the rule.
He is a blast from the past. Like, up that whole thing.
Here's one that I'm like, really? But right now.
Right now.
You can't say that. Well,
can you say right now, but not but right now?
Yeah. By request. How else do you?
I feel like when I read this, though, I thought they were all ridiculous. But now that you're reading them, I think a lot of these you shouldn't really say on here.
You just shouldn't
coast
say anything.
Coast to coast. I love that.
Coast.
Coming at ya.
The last one is the one that Rob forgot to adhere to, and I think it's what really hurt you. It's the one that says you can't say, hi, I'm Robert Pasbani.
Oh. Yeah.
That's where they got you.
I love that one of them is forced delivery / cliche DJ voice. It's one of them. Here's a little. Here's one from Home of. Hot off the request line.
Oh, God.
Hump Day.
Oh. Rob, there was one that they specifically said that you shouldn't say anymore.
In stores now you can't say
because there aren't stores anymore.
Also true. In a couple of shakes.
Who said that? Someone must have said it if they put it on there.
In the mix. It just makes me think of DJ Doug Pound.
You should have. I wish
keep it right here.
I wish I had given you one last show
where I get it just
so you could have worked the entire list. Just talk in
only these three. I love that In There Too is one of them, and then they're like, oh, no, here's an example. And some Zeppelin, In There Too.
Who would say that? Who would say that?
Let's Rock, can't say. Let's Pay Some Bills.
So basically, it's just, hey, don't be a douchebag.
Kicking Off, Keeping You Company.
Yeah.
Next Hour.
Keeping You Company is like the quiet stuff.
Mm-hmm. Non-stop block.
This is Lila keeping you company.
Here's one that I'm like, wait, what? Of course.
You can't say of course.
Of course.
Of course. Slow-mo, you're terrible.
Oh, Slow-mo, you're fired.
On the air, on the other side, on the way, on your radio, phone lines are open.
Here's another one.
Or the microphone.
Radioland. Who would say Radioland? Right here. Right here. Okay, this one I've never. Sitting in the air chair.
What?
Sitting in the air chair?
Yeah.
Some music from. You can't say that.
Who would think you could say that? Why would that?
Stacks of wax.
More wax either.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Stick around.
Stick around, I don't like.
That's it for me. I feel it's weird not to sign off. That was their latest single.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I don't know. Here's what. Thunder Boomers.
What
does that mean?
I don't know. Time for a little.
Is that like a woman's like thighs? Fat woman's thighs?
Tunage. Twofer. Triple play.
I can't believe you're reading all of this.
Well, that about does it for this edition of. And that's basically it. You can't say that.
What about Keep It Locked?
Keep It Locked.
That's not on the cliche.
That you can say.
I was listening to a local college radio station. She was the only thing in my, it's the only station around here that plays metal. I don't want to say which.
So you don't want to say it's WSOU?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Why can't you say that?
Sorry, I would like to SOU, and I wish that, you would send them this email of cliches, because, all the kids that are on the air over there sound like they just woke up from a coma.
It's true.
They used to, I feel like when we were, high school, college age,
they were good.
Their DJs were actually fairly good. Maybe just because we didn't have as much experience, so we couldn't.
No, I think they were better. I think also their promos are hard. Like, no, that rang. They now we have
them.
They got all those things right. They got the effects right.
I was taking a few months ago, I guess, I was in a cab to the airport or something. And I don't even remember what the hell this was for. But the cabbie had SOU on, and it was like one of their college basketball games. And they don't have, like, I guess they don't have professional announcers calling the game.
That's
it was two
dude.
Students.
Oh, yeah. So bad.
It was
that
the most
so
awkward,
fun,
painful, terrible, like, so much silence, so much, like, you can't even pronounce the names of the players on your team. It was really,
and
really bad.
And they have
bad.
No enthusiasm.
No.
Yeah,
yeah.
So there was this girl that was model for the weekend, and she had a cold, and she kept on, like, like stammering over her mucus. And then she was like, oh, I'm sorry if you can't understand me. I have a cold.
Keep it locked.
Oh. Yeah.
Still
play the
punk rock? Keep it locked. We'll be right back. Keep it locked. We got a back-to-back lockdown.
No, that's too much life in your voice.
Coming at you in the next 10 minutes.
Maybe you can be a professor at SMU.
Maybe.
You're a radio professor.
Oh.
Connecticut
how,
School of Broadcasting.
I'm trying
to not sound like you're
a court. I could start a class on how to get let go from SiriusXM after 2 years. Do everything right, kids, and your channel could get cut.
You had a great run.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I mean, I am a little bitter, but I'm not like that bitter.
Don't burn the bridges. You might need Sirius again.
Yeah, don't burn the bridges after just reading their confidential document of a. Cliches to avoid.
I think when their stock price dips below 3 cents, they'll be coming back to you, begging you.
But they won't have anything to pay them with.
That's true.
They'll give you all the 3 cent stocks you want.
Ooh, penny stocks.
Yeah.
I just watched Wolf of Wall Street. I hear those are really profitable.
So you know, DiCaprio's like serious stocks.
You guys better.
WSC.
We'll be right back.
The funny thing is, I really feel like they used that very sound effect.
They
used the one that you just played. Like, I feel
it's
like
probably
it's
the only one that they have right.
It's South Orange number one radio station. WSOU.
South Orange number one radio station.
The most explosive in metal.
I mean, we shouldn't really make fun. It's a college radio station.
Well,
they're trying.
They need to learn the hard
They mean well. It's
like
eight people hear it anyway.
We were in college radio once, and you know we put a lot of effort into it,
and
no
we're
one,
great.
Yeah, we are great.
Here we are.
So, yeah.
I'm gonna look how far we've taken
it. Yeah.
Come on. It's true.
We have more listeners than WSIU. I think so.
SIU
I think
it's like the biggest college radio station in the country.
Yeah.
What, really?
Yeah.
I can't get it, though.
Yeah, you can.
I hardly get it. It bleeds in and out of a Spanish station.
Well, to be fair, it's a Jersey station,
yeah.
And you're all the way in Brooklyn.
I get on the Jersey station.
Yeah.
It depends on the time of day, also.
They're the number one station.
Absolutely, yeah.
How come they can't get good DJs?
For
college radio.
Jeez.
Or at least they used to be.
Yeah, I don't know now. I mean, their facility is really legit. They have
really?
A whole building, and it's I visited it.
Everyone at Brooklyn College, remember they fixed everything up like just as we stopped doing our show.
Yeah, it was
and
a bummer.
I'm glad we did because it just seemed too like straightly.
Yeah, we would have never been able to do the show that we did before because
they paid attention.
Because there was no oversight. There was never, like, the professor that oversaw the station was as much of a burnout, I feel, as
No, he was just hanging out with the graduate students. He didn't really care about the undergrads.
Okay, yeah, he was there maybe once a quarter. Yeah.
You know, it was funny, though, he had a weird thing, like, he made you change your name. What was that about?
No, he didn't have. No, that was just something Lonnie did. He would just make up names for people.
I thought someone definitely told me that was you had to go by those names.
Whoever did was fucking with you because it was all Lonnie.
So Lonnie would just sometimes give other people, like Rob was Larry, our friend Barry was Tommy.
I know. I remember the
name. Trying to think of others.
What was yours?
I knew Lonnie before the radio station.
Well, our friend Matt was
Lunchbox.
That was not. That was Smitty.
Greg,
okay.
Greg was Doug.
Well, I feel
and
like
that. Was, that
I feel like
Lonnie was gone by the time those people.
Oh, well, I feel like when they came, Ryan was like, all right, you be Matt and you be Greg. So that,
it didn't work.
That
was definitely you fucking with me because you gave me a whole spiel that the guy.
I honestly don't remember.
He told me that his program director or whoever's in charge or whatever, he's like just has a weird thing. He likes to call people different names. They have to go on the air with those names. And I'm supposed to use your real name. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, you got to call Barry.
I don't remember this at all.
What else have you lied to Darren about that you don't remember?
Wait a minute. If I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. It was funny.
All I remember, it was basically, the old station was basically two classrooms with the wall in the middle, like broken down to make the station.
But there was also this like abandoned auditorium.
There was a storm in the back where we used to smoke weed all the time.
Yeah, and I just remember we just smoked weed this one time and... As we were walking out of that back room, security knocked on the very front door, and I was freaking out
because
so stoned.
And then they were like, hey, got enough for us?
And he was just like, hey, just wanted to make sure everything was okay. And we were like, yeah, everything's great. All right, thanks.
Do you remember when, what was the scandal because that fucking Palestinian bitch left her?
Well, that was the funny part is we just... kicked this other girl out because she would bring her friends by who didn't even go to the school and they left Philly blunt guts in the front desk and like some first year student found it one day.
I see her on the train sometimes. She looks good.
She's like she was like
keeping
a
that shit tight.
Palestinian
I saw her in the
hip-hop broad. Like.
Yeah, Sarah.
I'm
guessing she works for some kind of record label because she had that the tight pants whole thing.
She had that hip-hop
groupie kind of look going on. It was working.
All right, well, it's half past the hour, which is the moment we have scheduled with the great Scott Ian. So I'm going to call him up right now. Hold on, I have to...
What's his phone number,
Ron? Yeah. His phone number is 718-929. 1357.
Yeah,
646. Oh, 646. I'm sorry.
We're trying to give our number.
We're going to lay you off and keep fucking up.
Yeah. Hey, I don't get paid.
Neither do we.
646-929-1357. You can call and ask Scott Ian a question.
Or you can come up here like my brother is asking a question.
Oh, what's the address for them to come up here? All right, here we go. Calling them right now.
Hello, we are not available now.
Oh,
please
no!
Leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
What's going on?
Hold on, I'll
Did you make sure to say the word Eastern time?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to text this publicist.
What's that phone number?
And we'll figure that out. Well, any other crazy station stories while I do that?
Well, there was a time we recreated a whole. We talked about something during a break while we were high in the back room, and then we were like, we should be doing this on the air, and then we recreated the whole entire
word
story.
Word for word.
Word for word on the air while high. What were you going to say, Sid?
Was I going to say something?
Oh, you just got a story.
You got a story, Sid?
Sid?
What about that time that, like, there was always those two callers that were these
Rocky
weird...
and Ricky.
Yeah, and you were like, oh, why don't you come up here and say it to our faces? And they did.
I feel like I must have discussed this before. But, yeah, there were these two weird callers, like, that would call in that had, like, public access shows on the same channel that our, you know, late-night radio shows were broadcast on. So they'd call to, like... promote their shit and then just give us shit and stuff like that. And it was weird. And one time they were like, yeah, well, we'll come over. And I was like, sure, whatever. Because I didn't know they knew the address or like how to find it or anything. It was like fucking 11 o'clock on a Sunday night. And then like half an hour later, knock, knock on the door. And it's this little weird Emmanuel Lewis looking dude who's like 40. And this older Tony Danza looking dude and some old lady with him. And they had a giant sack of like Big Macs. that they brought for us, so they just showed up, and we were terrified, but we let them in. I don't think any of us ate the McDonald's that they brought because we thought it was poison. We put them in the production studio, so they were like separated from us. So if the shit hit the fan, we were safe.
On our show, we used to like basically fuck with them.
But they would play it up. They were like in on it.
They weren't in on ours. They were pissed off. Ricky threatened to get us kicked off of the radio station.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Ricky was a little weird. Rocky, the Guido guy, was more in on the jokes.
I think that was Jason.
Yeah. There's a mixtape. If you go back, look through our mixtapes. There's one where Darren compiled some of our best bits from the college radio show. Let's try to give Scott Ian one more ring. Let's see if this will work.
What if he blew us off?
You listen to the beginning of the show.
You have a baby. You just have babies.
Oh.
That's why I don't answer the phone. So.
Yeah. That's Noah's brother Paul, by the way. Hello.
Hello.
People hear this voice.
Who are you guys again?
Is it ringing?
Oh,
yeah. So what if you had a kid, but recently, if I'm not mistaken?
Well, we could find out here.
Like, so that's why Billy didn't think that.
Well, if the voice is I'll leave it back. Yeah.
Scotty, please
return. Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Hello, Scott. This is Rob from the Metal Injection Live Cast. We have an interview scheduled. Please give us a call back. 646-929-1357. Thank you.
That was a really good voicemail right there.
Thank you.
Really, even looking at Bob Costas' voicemail right there.
I'm a pro.
Broke it out.
In case we don't get Scotty on the line, what would you have asked him if you did get him on the line?
I got an even better idea. Why don't you ask me, and then I'll answer as if I was Scotty.
Oh, because you probably know more about Scotty than the rest of us.
I know nothing of Scotty. I don't even know when he had his kid and when if it's a boy or
a
girl.
Well, that's a very specific detail.
You knew he had a kid, and the rest of us
didn't.
He doesn't know either.
No. When the talking tour that he is going on came out, you know, he was on top of some, you know, Yahoo, Google searches, whatever, and you click on him, you see his biography, and you see what the deal is. And like I said, if he's not thinking of performance work because he's changing diapers or getting peed on or something like that.
Right, so then getting peed on, that might be backstage also. That's
the fun stuff. Yeah, that's like the good stuff about everything.
So you tour through Japan and get some of that stuff. It's free.
Germany.
True. I think Japan is probably, you know.
Germany is more of like other kinds of liquids.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask
you.
What
would I ask for?
I'm
going to
ask you.
Okay, ask me. Sure.
How was it being unmarried with children?
That was the best show of a generation. It was great.
Now, are you answering as Scott Ian or as Tal, assuming what Scott Ian would answer as?
Number two.
Oh, as Scott Ian?
Yeah.
Okay. That was a great show. he's not going to hear this.
Just enjoy this.
No, he's from Kew Gardens, Queens, or something like that. No. I mean, I would think that Scott Ian had the best time of his life on that show. Kelly was very good looking at the time,
she's
so I'm pretty sure that Scott perhaps had some kind of liaison.
Yeah, either her or Katie Sagal, either one.
Katie Sagal was like 100 at that time.
So now she's like 150 then. Maybe.
No, she moved time back with some of those plastic surgeries.
Yes.
So she's less than 100 now.
Mm.
But I would say Kelly, and he probably beat up Bud.
I would hope.
And I think Joey Belladonna probably beat up Bud because it looked like they didn't have anything going on. Like they didn't have anything, like a good before.
Okay.
And, I saw him give him like a dirty look. But I think Scott Ian had a really good time on that show.
Okay.
I think he did. I think he enjoyed being on primetime Fox. I think he had a really good time.
Yeah. Experience for him.
That was a really, that was a hit TV show that he was part of.
Yeah, it was right after The Simpsons too.
Yeah. There was a lot of viewership.
Yeah.
Rob, any questions for
Scott Ian, you were one of the people that created one of the most iconic wrestling themes of all time as the intro to Raw is War. What was that like?
Scott Ian did what?
He worked on a WWE The Music album, came up with like two tracks. One of them was the Raw theme. Darren, do you have that?
Yes, I do. We'll hear.
That's Scott Ian. I'm not really sure what that was.
This is Scott Ian's riffage right here.
Yeah, that does sound like Scott Ian riffage right there.
This was the theme.
Wow, wrestling is maybe cooler than I thought it was.
Well, it's not anymore.
Yeah,
this
was like
during one cool period.
The only cool period is when there was like NWO and they were like acting like
period.
A biker gang and beating people up.
This was during that, but not in the same.
No, it was WWE, not WCW.
Yep.
Oh, is he singing too?
I don't think he's singing.
I think that's Scott Ian right there. It sounds like him. If you listen to some of his singing, like some of the tracks of Anthrax where he sings, it sounds like him.
I think this is actually Tugboat singing.
Dude, Tugboat was the man. He had that big striped shirt.
Yeah. Him in an earthquake.
No. There was a natural disaster. He changed his name to Typhoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, no.
You know.
Jesus.
Oh,
and here I was about to make fun of people who watch WWE or WWE.
So you're just really making fun of yourself.
Scotty, and when
well,
did
I was
you...
11 when I watched it, and I thought it was real. If you watch it above the age of 13, if you've had your bar mitzvah and you think wrestling is real, you should really just...
What if you never had your bar mitzvah? You could keep watching it until bar mitzvah day, whatever.
What do Catholics do at that time, like a communion or something?
But what if you're Jewish and you never had your bar mitzvah?
Well, you're not Jewish.
But then you're not
Boom.
A Catholic either. So what's the cutoff for you, for that kind of a person?
You're probably a Muslim.
Scott Ian, I wanted to know, as the president of the Typhoon / Tugboat fan club, are you accepting new members?
They'd have to be very rotund. Just like Typhoon and Earthquake.
Are we gonna take a call now? We should.
I was listening to the calls, hoping it was Scott Ian to get me off the hook. These are really hard existential questions over here.
It's Colin.
Uh-oh.
Calling
in. That's not Scott Ian.
Does he want to
call
talk to
Ian?
Us?
Scott Ian.
Scott Dodge.
Yeah.
Okay.
I asked him if he
wanted to
talk or if he
wanted
to
leave,
and
then
I
wanted
to
talk. Maybe it's
Typhoon. Colin.
What was going to see?
Bueller.
Oh, I see. Colin, you're on the air.
I know that.
Okay.
My God, it's Confucius.
What do you want to talk about?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, oh my
God. What is your problem with Sid, Colin?
I don't know if that was to me or to Tom.
Wait, your name is Sid?
Oh,
is this a guy doing like a Colin soundboard and trying to freak us out?
Shut your mouth, Darren. If I wanted to come back from you, I'd wipe it off your chin.
What?
Oh.
Someone has too many.
Do you have like a text file open with like insults that you're directing our way?
No.
He's like the teenager from The Simpsons. That works for the
Jackie the Joke Man Sharpman. No, lost reference.
Let's go back to you being Sid for a second.
Right.
What, you didn't recognize Sid?
Who did you think that was? Scott Ian, what was it like to play the Great Yankee Stadium?
Oh, I've been to that show. That was great.
Yeah, you played.
Yeah.
He ripped on the Mets for like a good 5 minutes, which I don't agree with, but, you know, I'm like, are you marketing here?
No, there's no bet. Fuck him.
Oh,
well, now he's not calling in. Way to go. There you go.
This all be very fine.
No, we haven't. We haven't gotten a call yet.
So what's up, Colin? What are you saying?
I heard you guys talking about Gravity. You know the movie Gravity?
Yeah.
That movie sucked.
We were just talking about things falling down.
That was, what, last week, 2 weeks ago?
Are you talking to Colin or
Peter? Yeah.
Cool. What did you like? I can't figure out.
How much does it suck? Hang, hang.
Okay.
Cool.
What?
What didn't you like about the movie? I wasn't that jazzed.
It just...
I didn't like the story.
What are we talking about?
Gravity?
You know what?
Oh.
You know what? That movie was exactly like Deepwater. It just didn't make sense. It was just a bunch of people floating around in fucking space. Just
So in deep water, people float around space?
I think you meant deep water.
I really liked it because it just, there was no, as the movie starts, you're in it. You're in the thick of, like, the excitement.
Yeah, and the
Yeah.
I did not like the story.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't really much of a story, yeah. I feel it was all about the visual.
All right,
and,
well, I would like a story along the visual.
No, but I... Hey. Whoa.
All right.
Yeah, but I feel like the story was the visual aspect. It was just getting... It doesn't matter what these people's tasks are. It's just this woman is an astronaut, and she is lost in space. Like, she's disconnected from her ship or whatever it is, and she needs to get back to her.
Was it Sandra Bullock?
Yeah. And George Clooney.
I was just...
Really?
Yeah.
To be fair, I was very scared.
I've never seen a 3D movie before, so...
Oh, yeah.
Captain America was awesome.
In 3D? Was that the 3D movie?
Yeah, no, it was terrible. It was like shit flying at you in 3D.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, it was great in Jackass 3D. If anybody saw that, that was a great movie in 3D, and there was shit flying at you in 3D.
Literal shit?
Literally, yeah, they put Steve-O in a porta-potty and launch him, and the camera's in there, and it films in HD, and the shit is just flying in 3D. Out into the living room. It was fantastic. I loved it.
I like that.
For all the scat fans out there, it's definitely a good one.
Rob.
What?
Karen,
what?
Not Rob.
What?
Like he's cold.
Darren, I didn't know that.
Yep, no, that's all. What's the
status? Why don't we ask the next caller as if he's Scotty?
Yeah. The publicist called me and said they tried to call Scotty, and he wasn't picking up either. So.
Breaking news, Scotty and Deb?
No, stop it.
Could it be?
No. 956.
I don't think you can make a joke with these people.
Are you on the live cast? 956, are you on the live cast?
Yeah, what's up?
Who is this? What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Kenny.
What's up, Kenny?
What's up?
Yeah,
where
what's
up, Kenny?
Huh?
Texas?
Hello?
Yeah, where are you from?
Oh, from far. I called in last Sunday.
He's the one that works in the chemical plant.
Oh,
awesome. That's right.
You must be an awesome
guy. Hello?
Yes.
What's new?
Oh, okay.
Why are you calling?
Nothing. Actually, I was listening because I'm here at work right now.
Oh, you're just
okay.
Listening at work. All right, we'll pretend we'll let you keep listening.
Yeah, good job listening to us while you're working with chemicals.
Yeah, I'm already done. We're just fucking here waiting, ready to fucking go home.
Yeah, Noah, stop judging him.
All right, sorry. Wait, I think that.
Listen, what is Scott Ian's favorite chemical?
I don't know. Anthrax.
Oh!
Anthrax isn't a chemical. It's a bioagent. It's a disease.
Wait, sir. Hold on. That was a trick
question.
You are
not Scott Ian.
Wait a minute. You quartered?
Poor Kenny.
What a terrible host you are, Tal.
Yeah, I feel
you led him into a wrong answer.
That's how we know it's not Scott Ian on the phone. Scott Ian would know everything about anthrax.
Oh.
Well, Scott Ian, would know it's a disease and not a chemical.
Yeah.
I would think his favorite chemical would be like formaldehyde or something like that, because like you put that on, and it's embalming fluid. You could put it on dead people to keep their nice skin and smoke it and get high.
But what does he care about putting it on dead people?
Because he was a zombie on The Walking Dead. Oh!
Was he?
I'm one of those, like,
if you don't know that, then...
He
wow.
was a zombie.
Wow, Sid.
You, first of all, I thought
but
you liked
Sid,
The Walking
right?
Dead. Yeah, that's Sid.
No, I think The Walking Dead is terrible.
He was
I watch
a zombie
it,
on like the short series that they do online.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, on the mini episodes?
Yeah.
Great, great, great addition to that show, those mini webisodes. It's so good. They're even better than the show. I wish
well,
they expanded
that's them. The low bar you just said.
Dude, Walking Dead is... The best show on television.
Oh, no way.
Sid's going to avenge
no,
that.
No,
thing.
No.
If you were
no,
not
no.
in the studio, you just missed Sid's head exploding.
Oh.
He's all red.
I feel a little flushed.
I think that was
even.
Sid.
I can't even.
That is Sid right there.
Sid, what's right. the
Woo.
Best show on television?
No,
right
wait. Before you even ask him that.
Sid likes Dance Moms.
I need to know... How you felt when that statement was just unleashed upon
the
podcast?
It hurt a little bit. It hurt on the inside.
Your face, got flushed. I've never seen so much emotion.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, I feel hot.
I feel like that's at one end of the spectrum is your emotion when you found out you were cancer free, and the other end of the emotion was that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You were so angry.
It's good.
I think, can I just say, like, between on that spectrum, I feel like Walking Dead used to be one of the best shows on television. Now it's
I feel like Walking
awful.
Dead had the potential to
yes.
be.
Yes.
But it has never, for even one episode, fulfilled that
I disagree
potential.
With that. The
it
first
comes
season
close.
Was great.
The first season
it comes
was great.
Close.
Sometimes it's like over, how do you, dramatized? Is that a word?
Dramatized.
I feel it's under-dramatized. Nothing happens. They came
yeah,
back last week.
It.
Nothing happened. They gave the fucking son soliloquy. That kid can't act.
Yeah,
why? You're going to let him carry the episode? He can't fucking act.
He's okay.
Oh, my God.
To
his
be...
head is exploding.
He yeah. gets so bad.
Hold on. I gotta retort to most of the people who say these kinds of things. I got a friend who makes the same points as
it's
you.
A good man.
But the reality is that you have to develop characters because you got to make the show continue
yeah,
and
so...
make more...
Hold when
on,
are they
going to
start developing
and
characters?
Make more money. So what they're doing is they're giving these people some kind of an underlying story and emotions and all that bullshit, rather than just having zombies eating people, which is what
right.
I want to
but
see.
That's
which
what
is what we
ends
like.
But it makes
right.
it
there
so sweet when they finally do, when they finally get that bite into that pile of entrails. It just makes it so much better.
But that's fine.
So but the backstory is so shitty and flimsy.
Hold on.
Like,
so basically you're saying the reason it's great is because there's just zombies eating people every
well,
week.
Well, it's much like Gravity. It's
but
the visual.
But then it never happens is the whole
it,
point.
It's you know how that zombie chases the kid down the street and chases and then finally eats the entrails?
Right.
That's kind of how I feel about seeing the zombies eating entrails. It's like I wait and then there's eating entrails.
But that's fine, but it never fucking happens.
Yeah, so why don't you just wait for the supercut of the zombies?
Entrails.
Yeah.
They ate some entrails. There was some stuff there. But you can't have every movie like that was great about zombies had some kind of like
waiting
something
period.
Going on, like Dawn of the Dead, the new version of it, I thought was very good. Had
no
some story behind
agreed,
it. Agreed,
but
stuff.
The problem with Walking Dead, I feel, and I think Sid would back me up here, is when they're not eating zombies, the stories
no
that
zombies
they tell,
them.
Or the zombies
you know
eat
nothing
them.
Of the Walking Dead.
Sorry, with the I meant when the zombies eat
that's next season.
The stories that they do are so boring,
yeah,
and they're just not compelling characters.
Yeah.
I hate the leads.
Yeah, Rick.
Yeah, I mean, I love the governor, and I really was hoping the governor would kill Rick when he was choking him out and like and able to like ward him off. And I was like, oh, thank God, Rick is almost dead. But it didn't wind up happening because that lame ass Michonne killed him. But that's,
I don't,
the bad guys can't win. It's a regular TV show. The bad guys can't win in it. You know,
I didn't even
it.
Like the governor after a certain point.
I liked
like,
him
ugh.
When they first introduced
yeah.
him, but they dragged out that story for a
right.
season
yeah.
and a half.
Yeah, yeah. He should have died half the season
enough
before
already.
He did.
Yeah.
The thing about that show is such a moneymaker for AMC. Like,
there's no incentive to make it quality.
Yeah, they're like, oh, why do we even have to try? People are going to watch it regardless.
I mean, I think you guys may have it confused. The ownership of that show, I think, is still with the directors and everything and the writers, and they're still, you know, it's their story, and a lot of it, you know, from the comic book.
They change the writers every season.
Anybody read the comic book at this table? No?
I'm only up to the last compendium.
So you see, you started the comic book after the show.
No. I read the comic
before
the show, but the ones that came out after the last compendium, I didn't buy any of them because I'm waiting for the
fair enough.
Book.
But supposedly it follows it in a way that's friendly to television. And you know what? At the end of the day, it's what it is. I would rather this show go on for 10 years and keep me stringing along than end like Breaking Bad or Sopranos with a lackluster end of last season.
I didn't think Breaking Bad was lackluster at all.
The ending, the half season that they gave us at the end, I thought was eh. And Sopranos, that last season was terrible. Those are two shows you can equate the show to in terms of greatness. Like,
no way! Come on, man. Well, Dukes of Hazzard, maybe. Maybe. The right. Teen Wolf, the MTV remake of Teen Wolf, maybe.
All right, guy,
maybe.
Guy who I
the
think
Munsters.
His name is Sid.
The Munsters. That had better
characters.
Entourage.
I think
it's
on the level of Entourage.
Yeah, okay, yes, I can
Walking
see that.
Dead is definitely the best Entourage. Zombie
Rob,
Entourage.
I've watched the Munsters. Entourage is no Munsters.
Episode title. Done. Done. Nothing tops that. Entourage is no Munsters.
Girls, I feel like. The Walking Dead is on the level with Girls.
I like
Girls.
No,
I like girls.
But no, but the reason I say that is because I've never seen Girls, and I just see pictures of them, and I want all of them to be eaten
I
by
will
zombies.
Agree. Here's the thing. I will agree with both of those shows. They get way more coverage than either one deserves.
Yes.
I like Girls, but I don't like it as much. It's not like this fucking huge cultural statement. It's just another TV show, and it's entertaining one, fine. And The Walking Dead is whatever. It's an hour of television every week. It's not great. It's just another TV show.
Well,
they both get way too much coverage.
I guess this polarity of opinions here, I think, would kind of give true to the statement that there's nothing good on TV in general.
No, there is. There definitely is. The Americans? Do you watch that show?
Yeah, I heard that was good. I should check that out. I just thought it's hard to find.
Justified on FX.
I heard that was good too.
Homeland.
Homeland was good. Homeland.
I like the last season.
Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead are the only serious shows that I watch, and the other stuff has to be funny because I got
BBC Sherlock.
Yes,
it's good. There's
like
funny.
The Following. Anybody watch
I heard that?
That
was good too. Yeah. Well, you told me that was good, so that's where I heard it from.
I think it's more of like a show for girls though.
Orphan Black.
Oh,
BBC
America,
awesome show.
Mm-hmm. Can we get some callers to tell us what the best show on TV is? Yeah. I mean, why are we arguing this amongst ourselves? Let's have the masses tell us.
Ask the person, the first caller.
Is it Scott Ian? Ask him which show Scott Ian thinks is the best on TV.
202, you're on the live cast.
Hey, am I on?
Yes.
Hey, this is Yanev. I called in a few weeks ago and made you guys all argue about what was the best Kalma album.
Right.
So, wait, Scott is not on the line, I'm guessing?
What?
What?
Is Scott on the phone with you guys now? I just called him.
Yeah, he's right here.
Hey, what's up?
What? Scott?
How's it going?
Hey. Hey, I just wanted to ask a question. Do you remember what your first band you ever saw live was?
I think it was Deep Purple.
Really? Nice. What lineup was it?
There was the blonde guy, the guy with the brown hair, and the dude with the sunglasses.
Ah. And then that question is also like for the rest of the guys on the live cast.
Deep Purple for me also.
Which lineup?
The guy with the blonde hair, the ginger, and the one with the large nostrils.
They were enlarged from doing all that blow.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott. I'm sorry.
I'll go. For me, it was...
Space Truckin' is a song about blow.
All their songs were about blow. I think for me also it was Deep Purple. It was when Norman Fell was in the band for that brief period.
Who's that?
Norman Fell from Three's Company.
Yeah,
I thought you were Norman Fell.
No, well, I could be.
He's been prepared.
I have my moments, yes. Noah, first Deep Purple show?
Yeah, it was 1972.
Nice. Which lineup was that?
The one with all the men.
I think they had like a snail in the band for a short period of time.
My first show was the one where Korn opened for Deep Purple.
Oh, nice. That was a 92.3 Lodo show.
Yeah. And he brought a stained shirt. Seriously, though, my first concert was Korn and Stained.
Yeah.
Wow, that's terrible. I feel bad for you. Is this dude still on the phone?
Thanks. It wasn't Korn, the band Korn and Stain. He just ate some corn while watching TV with
and
a
then,
stain
No,
t-shirt.
He ate some corn and then made a stain, a shit stain.
It's true. All right, Scott Ian is ready for us.
What?
I just got
the
word.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
By the way, caller, that wasn't really Scott Ian.
Was it believable?
Holy crap.
That was my brother.
All right.
I don't know so much about Scott Ian.
We're actually calling Scott Ian right now.
Hello?
Hey, is this Scott Ian?
Yeah, speaking.
Okay, cool. Scott, thank you so much for being on the air with us here on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Right on, man.
You're here with me. I'm Rob, as well as Darren,
hello there.
Sid,
hey.
Noah,
hello.
And Tal.
Yeah, and, it takes Tal. That many people to talk to me, huh?
Yeah, and there might be some callers if you want to call and ask Scott Ian a question, 646-929-1357. That's the number. Scott, you're on the phone promoting your new upcoming Speaking Words U.S. tour. It's a spoken word tour. I think that's a good marketing strategy to put that in the title of the tour. It keeps it easy for people to understand what's going on. What inspired you to do a spoken word tour?
What inspired me?
Well, like, are you all the other members of the band? You're like, screw it, I'm just keeping the entire guarantee.
No, I actually, it's something that just fell into my lap almost about 2 years ago when I got an offer to come over to London and do one of these shows as a one-off as part of this series that this promoter did called Rockstar Say the Funniest Things, and they did one with Duff McKagan, one with me, and one with Chris Jericho, and It just fell into my lap. I got the offer to do it, and I figured it just sounded like something cool and something that I was interested in at least trying, because, you know, either I'd have fun doing it or I'd go down in flames, but at least I could say I tried it. And I had so much fun at that one show. Like 2 hours and 40 minutes later, after the show, I said to my agent, how do I do more of this? And that basically has snowballed into, you know, everything since.
Cool. And so, like, how long are you on stage for one of these dealies?
You know, it just depends. Over in the UK, I was averaging about 2 hours and 45. I don't know that I can do it that long here because of venue restrictions and curfews and whatnot. But once, you know, if I'm having a good time, it's kind of hard for me to shut up. So, and it also depends on how long the Q&A goes. Sometimes, you know, sometimes people have a lot to ask, so if the Q&A goes long, you know, that just kind of adds to the whole thing.
Right on, right on. Scott's Speaking Words Tour kicks off February 20th in Chicago. Goes to Detroit, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Oh, wait, Toronto as well. It's a North American Speaking Words Tour. And it all
Yes, Toronto, Kingston, Ottawa, yeah.
You have the itinerary down by heart right here.
It's only 2 weeks, so it'll be it's an easy run. If I can't remember 2 weeks of dates, I probably shouldn't be doing a talking show.
That's a good point. It's a good point. You also have a bunch of comedy friends. Did you take any tips from, like, Brian Posehn or any of your other stand-up friends on how to construct your act?
No, nothing. None of them have seen it. You know, they're aware of it and that I'm doing it, but none of them have seen the DVD yet or anything. And plus, what I'm doing is completely different than what they do. You know, they write and tell jokes, and that's not what I'm doing. Hold on 1 second. This has a new battery in it. This has a new battery in case you want that. Sorry, I had to put a battery in my son's toy. So, yeah, I'm not doing anything like what those guys are doing. So, I mean, Yeah, it is standing on stage and talking, but, you know, it's just a completely different animal.
How old is your son?
Like 2.5. He just woke up from his nap, so he's kind of crabby. I'm going to move into another room. Hold on.
What's worse to deal with, a 2.5-year-old son or a front man in a metal band? Worse to deal with, a 2-year-old son or a front man? Who has the bigger ego? Who's crabbier?
Well, you know, a 2.5-year-old doesn't know any better. I'll just leave it at that.
Good question. Good question. We got one. No, I have a.
And
good
that
question.
That has nothing to do with that has nothing to do with the lead singer in my band. That's just lead singers in general.
Okay, but let's take some fan calls. The number to dial 646-929-1357. You can ask Scott Ian a question. We have Dan. Dan, 413, you're on the air with Scott Ian.
Hey, what's up, Scott Ian?
How's it going?
It's going great. It's going great. So lately, I don't know why, I've just been on a kick. I can't stop listening to Persistence of Time. I love that album, I'll say right now. But to me, I think next, really underrated, actually. I mean, people are going to jump to Among the Living. That's a great album as well. But I think that's probably your guys' most underrated album. So my question for you is, what would you consider to be your most underrated studio album?
Underrated? Well, that would definitely be probably Stomp 442 or Volume 8.
Yeah.
I would say those two, because those completely got lost. They were basically thrown away by the labels. Elektra basically throwing Stomp in the garbage, and then that label that we were on called Ignition, which was part of like Tommy Boy Records at the time, which went out of business like 2 months after Volume 8 came out, and that was it. It just disappeared. You couldn't even buy it in the store. So I would say those two, because those are the two that most people on this planet haven't heard. Persistence of Time, I'm not sure how a record that's a platinum album is kind of hard to call underrated. But I know what you mean, because people looking back on our career now will generally point to Among the Living. But, yeah, I think Persistence is a great record as well. I think it's the record, I wish it's the record that we made after Among the Living, because I feel like it's more in tune with that album, certainly, than State of Euphoria was. But it's hard for me to say it's underrated because it was a really successful album for us.
Now, Scott, you're quite the jammer. In addition to Anthrax, you've collaborated a lot. And also, you worked on WWE The Music, and for a while, some riffs that you wrote was the intro to Raw. I don't know if you're a wrestling fan, but how did that come together? How did you get involved with that project?
I didn't know anything I wrote was the intro to Raw, and whether or not I was supposed to get paid for that, that's an interesting question. I did something, I mean, a long time ago, in the 90s, I got asked to produce some song. I remember being at Electric Lady in New York, producing some song, and like The Undertaker was there, and that guy whose name was Diesel at the time, and Shawn Michaels, and Razor Ramon, and maybe one or two other guys came down to sing, like, you know, gang backup vocals on the track.
Yeah.
But that was kind of like my experience with it, was being in the studio and working with those guys. But then anything that happened after that, I really don't have any idea.
Oh,
so
do some riffs in a studio, and that was it.
Yeah, and help them record and produce it. And I'm assuming probably whatever money I got at the time for it was probably a buyout for them to then be able to use whatever I did. Either that or WWE owes me hundreds of thousands of dollars in licensing. But it'll cost me too much to hire a lawyer to even find that out.
But they really played that up at the time. They were like, you know, featuring members of Anthrax, like every time they would mention the song, you know?
Really? Yeah, see, I wasn't watching wrestling at all, so I don't know.
Cool. All right, let's take some more calls. We got another one from Brooklyn, 646. Lucas, you're on the air with Scott Ian.
I'm so not from Brooklyn. I'm in Cleveland right now. Worcester, actually.
Why do you have a 646?
People have different area codes, Rob.
Weird. Science.
Dude, I'm telling you, I don't have a Brooklyn area code. I actually called this number as a 646 area code.
Okay, go for it.
All right, whatever. I'm just going to ask my question, whatever. You know, that's totally not about me.
This is an interesting conversation.
Yeah,
this
up?
Is just this is just like my show. I get on stage and I talk about area codes.
Yo, Scott, all I gotta say is you killed it and run, man. But of all the amazing, you know, musicians that you've gotten to play with, who's standing out to you right now as far as who's a really underrated, you know, technical monster or whatever, or has great feel, whatever?
That I've personally worked with? You're saying
played with, even not even necessarily played with in a band, but shows with, as in their band played with your band.
Oh, I don't know. I can't off the top of my head. I really don't know. I'd have to say that Rob Caggiano, I think nobody really still, even with him now been in Anthrax and is now in Volbeat, I feel like people still don't know what a great guitar player he is. I feel like he should be mentioned in the same breath as shredders like Zakk Wylde and that kind of ilk. I mean, Rob is just one of the sickest guitar players I've ever seen, and I feel like people just don't know that. And then on a completely different level, Malcolm Young from AC/DC, because, you know, he tends to get overlooked even, you know, 40-something years later as the guitar player, because, you know, obviously there's you're in a band with your brother Angus, and he kind of pulls focus a little bit because he's quite the guitar player himself. But Malcolm Young is he's the driving force and the guy who, like, writes all the riffs in that band. And I think he tends to get overlooked in AC/DC. And considering they're, like, the biggest rock band in the world, it's funny that, you know, the guy behind the whole thing really doesn't, you know, get too much get the credit for it.
Interesting. All right, let's go to Drew 780.
Can we maybe get some callers that don't ask questions about something being underrated?
Yeah.
maybe see what's overrated.
Yeah.
There's a whole.
Yeah. What's overrated?
780. Drew, you're on the air with Scott Ian.
Hey, Scott. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I can't complain. I have a serious question for you here. I was just wondering, who you think would win in a fight between Boba Fett and Jango Fett?
Between Boba Fett and Jango Fett.
Boba Fett is really overrated.
I guess I'll go Boba Fett.
All right.
That's my answer. Like it or not, that's my answer.
All right. Andrew here, 804, has a very serious question. Andrew, go ahead.
What is the meaning of life, man?
I can't hear you. What?
He asked what the meaning of life was.
Oh, that's that's an easy one. Give me something hard.
Is that the meaning of life, to give you something hard?
No, that was my answer to a question I have no answer to.
Oh, I gotcha. All right, let's take one more call. 252 Landry. Landry, you still there? Or did you just hang up?
He was going to ask the same question.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Oh, here he is.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I got a really good question for you.
Okay.
I'm a guitarist, and, I've been playing for about 3 years now, and, I mean, I really like your guitar playing and everything, and your licks with Anthrax, and you guys kind of inspired me in the face of metal. So I just wanted to know what kind of techniques I can use to, better myself in the guitar world.
Oh, you're definitely asking the wrong person. I am a caveman. I do one thing, and I do that well. And I do that one thing well because I just focus on being the best guitar player that I can be in the context of Anthrax. I'm not really trying to do anything else. The guitar for me is strictly a tool to write songs on, and to do what I do in Anthrax. And to do that, I practice. I practice playing Anthrax songs. I practice this type of music. I sit sometimes even when I'm kind of out of shape, and I'll sit with a metronome and just build up my right hand speed. And but that's a very kind of singular focus. I couldn't tell you how to do anything but what I do to play how I play. To get better as a guitar player and broaden your world as a guitar player, I don't have an answer to that question. Obviously, a lot of practicing, but how or what, I don't know.
So, Anthrax, now you're working on a new album. I know are you guys still in the writing phase of that?
Yes.
So,
we're pretty much in the thick of it at this point. We've got a lot of material written, and but with no schedule. We just don't really work with a deadline because it's when we're happy, when we think we're ready and where we're 100% happy and we know we've got the record, that's when we'll go in and start recording it. And I don't think we're that far off. I mean, I'd like to think we would start recording it in May, but I can't say for sure that that's going to happen.
How does that work? Do you guys just get in a room and jam? Do you guys write on your own and then bring ideas in?
Both. We get together and everyone will have ideas. Everyone comes in with ideas, and then it's taking those ideas and basically working on them and jamming on them and arranging them until it becomes a song, until the arrangement is super tight and we're happy with it.
Right, and who is involved in the writing process? Is it you, Frankie, and Charlie?
Yeah, it's the three of us in the room, basically arranging the music. That's how it works.
Is John going to be writing any stuff for the new record?
He'll be writing all his solos. Yeah. And if he has riff ideas that he ever decides to come in with and wants to us to check it out, we would certainly be open to that as well.
Hey, Scott, how you doing? My name is Talam, Noah's brother, and a 23-year Anthrax fan.
A super fan.
I wouldn't say super fan, but they invited me here and then had all these callers ask questions and didn't let me get one in, so if you don't mind.
Sure.
Tal just had a baby, so he's like, taking
he's
time away
pain.
For... No, no, no. Like,
taking time away from
his
metal?
His time is very limited. So he's been hanging out with us just waiting for this moment.
Yeah, so that was kind of one of my questions that I think a lot of fans out there, especially the older types like me, like, I don't know, I'm 35 or something. So you just had a son recently, I guess 2.5 years ago, like you said. How do you stay, like, metal while having a kid? I think that's something that a lot of people would want you to expound on and kind of...
You specifically.
Yeah. And also, like,
especially me.
And also being on the road and stuff.
Oh, that too, yeah.
How do you stay metal?
Yeah, how do you stay, like, awesome?
How do you,
like,
maintain your metalness?
Yeah, I mean, you can't go out with the boys and have beers every night anymore. So, like, what do you do to, like, maintain that level of being rock star and being dad?
Well, I don't worry about staying metal. I am metal. Metal is just, that's who I am. So whatever I'm doing is metal. When I'm changing my son's clothes, I'm doing it in a metal way. I don't know. I don't even know what that means. How do you stay metal? I really don't know everything. And I'm half kidding when I say, you know, everything I do, because metal is such a big part of my life and has been since I've been about 10 years old. So it's just a part of me. So I don't ever think about how I stay metal. I just am that no matter what. So it doesn't matter if I have a son or what's changed in my life. That doesn't change who I am as a person. I think anyone who you listen to metal and then starts having responsibility in their lives, whether it's school or job or children, or and then stops listening to metal because for whatever reason, because I hear that crap all the time, like, oh, I used to listen to you guys and now I have a job and I've got kids, and to me that's not staying metal. That's bullshit is what that is. And why all of a sudden, because you have responsibility and now you can't listen to music that you love, it makes no sense to me at all. So it's not even something I ever think about. I just live my life. That's what I do, and I just do what I do. I don't think about it. I think if you start thinking about it, then you're not being metal anymore.
Good point. I mean, I was listening to Pantera with my six-month-old the other day. I think it was just yesterday at the Trader Joe's parking lot. So, I mean, so I guess that's kind of okay, you know.
Brian Posehn said in an interview recently that he was working on a metal album and that you were helping him with it. Did you guys have any progress on that? Any update on that?
Yeah, we're in the process of recording. We're kind of just, you know, slowly but surely getting it done. It's a work in progress. But, yeah, we've already started recording. Charlie Benanti's actually recorded a bunch of the drum tracks. It's coming along.
Cool. And at the Metal Masters a few weeks ago, one of the highlights for me personally was when you guys did the March of the SOD. I was wondering, is there any chance ever of any sort of SOD reunion?
I don't know.
Would you be open to doing SOD shows, you personally?
I don't think someone could pay us enough money to make that happen. I think of SOD as being much bigger than it probably actually is. So to get me to do it, someone would really, really have to want it to happen. You know, people talk about it, you know, and people look back on it, and I know a lot of people, of course, love that record and what we did, but I'll just say it again. When we did it, it's not like people came out gangbusters and, you know, and went crazy for it. Some shows in Europe they did, and Japan, but we toured the States in 99 and 2000. We made two runs through, and it's not like we were selling a lot of tickets, so people had their chance. You know, that kind of had a lot to do with the fact, in my mind, where I felt like we did too much. We came out, we gave everybody a chance to see it, and people that came out to see it had a great time, but I didn't need to go do it again after that and turn SOD into just a regular band, like a regular gig with baggage, and I already have a regular gig. You know, I don't need a second band. SOD for me was only supposed to be for fun, and then it wasn't fun anymore. It became work, and I already have enough work.
That makes total sense to me, and I gotta say the fact that it was just for fun really comes through in the albums. They definitely
It wasn't supposed to be anything other than that. So.
Cool. Well, Scott, thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy day to hang out and talk to us. Catch Scott on the Speaking Words North American Tour. Kicks off February 20th in Chicago. You can go to scott-ian.com for all the tour dates.
Right on.
All right, Scott, we're going to let you go and play a little bit of Anthrax. Have a good night.
Cool. Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
Did you just call us a bunch of Jews? That was
weird.
Said
cheers. Cheers.
Jews, guys.
That was like
that's
a Jew signal between Jews.
All right, let's play some classic Anthrax right now. We'll be right back.
Hey, Scott Ian, instead of playing in front of 40,000 people who were killing time waiting to see someone else, you could have been listening to archived episodes of the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net. You schmuck. This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Talk nasty, breathe fire. Smell rotten, you're a liar. Diseased health hazard. Scumbag, filthy bastard. But I'm not lying when I tell you that the music break is over. And it's time for more laughs and fun. On the Metal Injection live cast. Here we go.
Chuck is so excited.
Here's the laughs. Right away.
And now, the fun.
Thanks, Chuck. Thank you to Scott Ian. That was a great interview. He was a great sport. My favorite part definitely is hearing his 2-year-old son
in
the background.
Yeah, ask for batteries for his toys.
Yeah.
My favorite part was when you asked him a question, and then he answered it, and then you replied, great question, great question.
I was very proud of myself.
Oh, I missed that. I was called
for you. You always get on my case about this, but I got to tell you, I'm doing like like four things at once, which is sometimes I could slip up.
Well, maybe you should focus more on the interview.
You're right. Maybe I should. I should.
Things?
We need interns.
The
here.
Switchboard, tweeting.
Why do you have to be tweeting?
Well, so we get callers. I wanted people to tune
Scott
in for Scott Ian.
About it.
Scott Ian was on the phone. He's not going to tweet about it. I've been at.
He barely even called us.
Yeah, we barely got him on the phone. Exactly.
This is why we need to do a live show remote one day and have fans come, because then we could sift through who's creepy to be around in person and find a normal one and get them to do all this shit.
But, like, a lot of them don't even live in Brooklyn, so they would have to, like...
Shankletown.
Oh,
well, no, I don't want him in here.
If we had Shankletown, could this be an IMDb credit for him? Because he'd probably only do it if it was on his IMDb.
Better than Silent Library.
Well, then there you go.
By the way, if you want to call and ask Scott Ian a question, it's too late, but you can still call us.
We can get Tal back in here.
646.
He did a very good
impression. Man, that Kalma guy is just so gullible. He'll fall for anything. 646-929-1357. That's our phone number. The music break was all Scott Ian. We kicked it off with Time from the very underrated platinum album, Persistence
How
of Time.
How many of the songs does he know that he played on, though? Of the songs
all of these. Okay. March of the S.O.D. and then
I was
Sergeant
just a studio
D
musician,
the
man. I don't know.
Yeah, that was hilarious. He didn't know he was the...
he didn't know his song was used.
He didn't know... Yeah, that was... We taught Scotty and something.
By the way, Ian Watkins Daycare says to tell him when and he'll book vacation to come be our intern.
Oh, no.
It's okay, Ian. You could stay where you are.
Well, it's just a joke name.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
think
not
you're
the
really
real.
Molest kid.
It's not the real.
I'm the real.
But also, like, we'd need this every week, not just like this guy takes a vacation.
We can have them rotate, though.
Well, who would live with who?
No, they'd stay here.
Why here?
Because it's the Metal Injection Studio.
I already have a pet.
Mm-hmm. They could sleep in the dark.
Look, that's no way to talk about Jake. Okay.
Oh,
and plus...
No. No, that's Bruno I'm talking about.
Oh.
My furry son.
You got all kinds of like, animals walking around in here all the time.
What is that?
Not just Bruno.
Oh, and Petunia sometimes.
Yeah. And Stella.
Well,
Stella's
no
gone.
More.
Yeah.
Stella's on her
Rest
way to California.
Peace. Oh, sorry.
Well, we don't know she didn't die.
Yeah, it's possible.
She might have died.
She's still alive.
She's
I
still out
got
of
a
the
picture
cargo
of her this morning.
Hold.
This morning? You don't know what happened.
Yeah. No, you guys are terrible.
What if she chased a car or something?
No.
Now you know.
We have a caller.
What if she died from
no,
being
it's
smelly?
The same. It's we don't have a caller. That's
it's
the dude in the factory.
She just wants to stop talking about the passing of Stella.
Yeah.
Yes, stop it.
646-929-1357. Be our caller, won't you?
Yeah. Rest in peace.
I have a few drops here.
Okay.
If you want to hear those.
Oh, I have a song. A weird live cast.
All right. So I'll get these out of the way.
Yeah.
And then you can.
Someone created a parody.
Oops.
No. Just like a YouTube video. Go ahead, Darren.
Okay. Oops.
El Duderino asks, is that true Monica left for California? Yes, El Duderino, that is true.
Rest in peace.
I just want to see what it feels like.
That's no. Oh.
He's my lamb chop!
That's me, clearly. This is Sid.
Everybody wants to live vicariously through Rob's butt.
I sound
so happy when I say that.
This one's Rob now.
A few people aroused right now. That makes me feel good.
And one more, Rob. Oops, sorry.
I like the natural odors.
That's
your
these.
Favorite band.
Here's some more. This is me as JR.
Vampiro!
That's the real JR.
Yes!
That's not the
not
real
jam. The real. That's the fake jam.
Wait, can we hear that one again, please?
Sure.
Vampiro! Vampiro!
He's so happy.
I'm so excited that we have that. I feel like
Vampiro!
It's very funny for us and anybody, the three other people that probably watched WCW in the late 90s. Otherwise, nobody gets that.
But I think even if you were born in 1997, it's still funny to hear a guy going, Vampiro! Vampiro!
Vampiro! Vampiro!
And here's JR again.
Oh my God! With God as my witness, they've broken him in half.
That's the guy making fun of
That's
him.
That's Oklahoma again.
Yes.
listen. I think there's some more here that I didn't play, but you can do your thing and then I'll...
All right. Well, this is some guy named Ice JJ Fish. You've got a song called...
Oh, before you do that, I have to say that that was Josh, a.k.a., I believe, Chocolate Croissant.
Oh, thank you.
Who sent me those, I think. If so, please acknowledge, and I'll give you the proper credit. Go ahead, Rob.
So this video has 5.3 million views. It's called On the Floor.
Oh, what's this now?
Just wait for the vocal.
Into a headshot production.
Cut your dick off song.
It's something about the girl that just makes my head on a twirl. Oh, you got me want to tell all them other girls.
This is a Jodeci B-side.
Thrash it.
This is all natural vocoder.
Why did 5 million people watch this? Listen to this.
Is the video? Can we see the singers in the video?
It's just one guy, and then like a
oh, and a girl with
a
really
track,
big boobs.
Yeah, just a girl with big boobs.
Can't be an S. Is this the new cynic?
Good one.
I mean, yeah. Is that real?
Oh, there's
or
one.
Is that fake?
It's the real Ice JJ Fish. He also has covers. Here's him doing Beyonce.
It's your boy JJ Fish. The Beyonce remix to Drunk in Love. Live and in action. It's about to happen.
Sounds like
so,
Drake.
Sit back and relax and enjoy everything. Feel me.
His eyes are barely open. He's so stoned.
Yeah. I've been dreaming. My body getting close to you, girl. I've been thinking all the things that I want to do to you. I want you. Nah, nah.
I don't know what the original sounds like.
It sounds basically exactly like this.
You, girl. I want you. Nah, nah.
All right, that's enough.
No bangs.
Vampiro! Oh, we also got this is from an old batch of that caller laughing that is so infectious.
Uh-huh. Mm. Oh. Mario.
But that's it. It's just a short
that's
clip.
That's okay.
Fun and laugh.
It just keeps yeah. making me
we
laugh.
We should just, like, for one of the mixtapes, we'll do that and Rob's laughter for 2 hours.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Terrifying.
Sure. Vampiro! Vampiro!
Good stuff.
What else is going on, Rob?
Ooh, I went to the world-famous J2 Pizza.
Oh, did you?
Right.
Because I went to go see my accountant to do my taxes.
Did you ask?
My taxes.
Did you ask for a pepperoni slice? Did you do your due diligence?
Your due diligence.
There was like half a second where I sincerely thought about that just because I enjoy a pepperoni.
Of course. Yeah. Who doesn't?
I had one today.
But no, I didn't. The one thing that was half shocking, half why am I shocked, was there was nobody Jewish in the
kitchen.
In the entire establishment, everyone was Mexican.
Really?
Even everyone, like, eating there?
Oh, eating? No. Eating, obviously. But there was not one person of the chosen faith
right.
behind the counter.
Not even like at the register?
No.
Wow.
But they make them wear yarmulkes, which is funny.
Oh, I didn't. They all had hats.
Oh.
They all definitely had hats.
But they
yeah.
have a bunch of Mexicans walking around with yarmulkes.
Are they really?
Yes.
Oh, but I do want to mention, I shot a video of it. So there will be a behind-the-scenes clip this week of my review of J2 Pizza.
How'd you like it?
You're going to have to wait till the video.
No. I thought the video was just what it looked like in there.
No, it was better than I thought it would be, I will say.
They're
a little skimpy on the tomato sauce. Could be a little.
I like it that way, but then maybe that's why I like
yeah.
it so much.
Did you do any interviews?
No interviews, but I did a full coverage of the experience of J2. It's like a Yelp review.
See if you get the number for J1.
Yeah. No, then they would know he was the one.
One.
So what did you order?
I ordered a regular slice and a grandma slice.
They have those there?
Yes.
Wow.
I think, are we talking about the other, you went to Avenue, to Coney Island Avenue one? Or
no, the one on Avenue M.
Really? I don't remember them having a grandma slice.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's just like, it's not like a traditional square. It's like a flat square.
The babushka slice.
I haven't seen that there. Need to check that out.
It's on matzah.
Would you,
Jew came and I felt like he got a slice and a falafel. But the way he said falafel was...
Falafel.
Yeah, like, yeah. In a way that I've never heard before. Also, they were out of Cherry Coke, which was very disheartening, because that's what I paid for.
So what did you get?
Regular Coke.
Can you tell you?
And it was the flattest...
Was it from the fountain?
Yeah, flattest... fountain soda I've ever got.
You got to pay for the combination, you know, it's expensive.
50 cents extra.
Yeah. Those little jets that shoot the bubbles, it's cost a fortune.
So, two slices and a small, perhaps 12-ounce soda, $7.
Yeah, it's bad.
Kind of ridiculous.
It's worth it.
That's how much pizza costs now.
We have a caller, perhaps.
Obama.
740. You're on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hey, this is Niazi.
Hey, Niazi!
What's up?
How's life in the 2 weeks that we haven't heard from you?
1 week.
Cold last week?
It's cold.
Cold? More snow?
Yeah, more snow, but it's getting warmer now. I'm happy.
Great.
If you ever come... Niazi, if you ever... come to Brooklyn, would you go to Jerusalem too?
Hell no.
Just to scare them?
But first I want to go to Jerusalem 1.
Oh. That's right. You gotta go.
Would you ask for a beheaded Jew on your slice?
No, I don't.
That's some real rabbinical supervision when the rabbi's head is on the slice supervising you eating
it. He sees everything.
Yeah.
They can't alter it after he's gone.
That's right.
So how's your dating life?
Oh, jeez.
What is important? I don't know.
What is
I don't have time for dating. Exams now.
But
blame it on that.
Do you use any of the tips that we gave you?
We gave him tips?
I don't know.
No.
Oh, advice.
Yeah.
I was drowning in, like, books and papers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were drowning in something else. But
he dropped back home and they were waterboarding him.
He was home and they were waterboarding him?
Yeah, troops do that over there. Are you kidding me?
In Saudi Arabia?
What,
I don't know. Where's he from again?
Waterboarding.
They're in Iraqi.
Huh? What's waterboarding?
What's waterboarding? What's like a game?
How do you not know
you
what
know.
It is? Come on.
I really don't know.
He blocked it out.
Don't Google it. You might get put on a list. Don't Google it.
You might see
Uncle. Okay, then explain it.
It's not like surfing.
It's like they put you underwater, your head underwater in a bag or whatever.
Now I remembered.
Of
course, but then he says like the Saudi translation.
No,
when
now
you put like a piece of cloth on somebody's head, and then you're like put water on.
Call it Marco Polo.
Yeah, how do you say that? How do you say that in your language?
Marco Polo.
We didn't have a word for it. It's just torture.
Okay. How do you say torture in your language?
There's so many words for
it. Davi.
Stop it. Not me, please. Anyone with access to C4, I did not.
That is like...
I'm so ashamed.
That is the lowest... That is the... like shittiest joke I feel that you can make. It's so
is that why you made it on the Arab song then?
Yes.
I can only get like one or two DDs out and then I lose it. I can't. It's too much every time. It's never less fun. I understand why they do it there. It feels so good.
Yeah. Nyasi, does it bother you when people go li-li-li-li-li? Does that
no?
No.
Like in my country, just women do it in weddings.
Oh, okay.
And maybe Bedouin.
That's Tara's fault.
It's not like a...
It's celebratory.
Like it's, yeah, it's like a chant.
It's not like a terror war cry or anything.
Just any
It's like a Bedouin thing.
Yeah, Bedouin.
Bedouin are the people who live in the desert. So.
We know that. Come on.
Dirty, dirty people, right?
Oh, what?
No, they are...
Desert.
Well, they could. Yeah, they're sandy people. Yeah. They're not necessarily. Doesn't even mean they don't take showers.
Well, where's the
desert? Some people living in the desert, so they don't want to move to the city.
Well, they have like a Jack LaLanne there
we
or something
have,
you can walk into.
We have Bedouins in Israel too.
Yeah.
I hate them. So.
Oh, why? No. Why do you hate them, Niazi?
Because they're racist.
The Bedouins are.
Yeah.
Or is
So it's okay to say that then.
Fuck that
them.
Race. They're racist.
That's
basically what he just said.
Yeah.
Well, they're racist against me because I'm white, so.
You're white?
Yeah.
You mean light skin, mean, not Caucasian.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, so what do Bedouins do to oppress your people?
Not much. Just maybe they give like butter jobs for their cousins and stuff like that.
But why do you want a job in the middle of the desert anyway?
They have position of other position of power, so.
They go by his window when he's trying to study, and they go. Lee.
If I was your
something
dorm
like that.
Mate, I would totally.
Or they call you like a. Pilgrim, what's it called? Leftover, yeah. Oh, it's called.
A leftover?
Pilgrim leftovers.
A leftover?
Yeah, they usually call non-Arab or non-people or not originally Arab pilgrim leftovers. Because Muslims go to Mecca to do pilgrims. So they call them pilgrim leftovers.
Are you Muslim?
Yeah.
Well, he lived in Saudi Arabia. You can't be anything else.
You can't
get the Saudi nationality until you're Muslim, so yeah.
There's no Jewish community in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, interesting.
No,
well,
they
used to be, but they moved out to Yemen.
What'd you say that?
I said you'd fit great there, Rob.
No, in Jazan, in Saudi Arabia, they used to be Jews, but they moved to Yemen.
Oh. Well, if let's say we took the live cast to Saudi Arabia.
No,
would
let's
we,
not say
would
that.
We
do they do a live show? Where Sid just...
Do they have
you can't go to Saudi Arabia and nothing happening to you. Like four there are protected.
Like monitoring podcast.
Do you think like Sid could just have 2 hours of him doing that?
It would be 45 seconds of me doing that and then the rest of the time is me laughing. I couldn't get through it.
45 seconds isn't bad. But what if, like, you aim to do that? Like, I'm going to say this.
There's some insurgents listening to this now saying, look, the Jews are coming. They're coming with
like
their show.
Like a Kickstarter. People could sponsor me for every 15-minute block of me doing
every
that.
Every Lee.
Yeah, do it for charity.
Like, if you bring laughter to Saudi Arabia, I mean, wouldn't that break so many barriers?
Yes.
And we can have Niazi as our shepherd.
I believe that would end the Palestinian-Israeli conflict
yes.
if
Come
we did
on.
Our show
yeah,
over
no.
there.
There's hope.
It would crumble the Wailing Wall. Oh, wait, the Wailing Wall is a good thing, right? I don't know.
I don't know.
What, that's not the wall that separates the Arabs from the Jews.
No.
Okay.
That's a different
okay,
wall.
Okay, good. Just checking. I'm not.
What's the name of that wall?
That's
Barricade?
That's the Killing Wall.
I don't know.
The Wailing Wall, the Killing Wall?
That's the Wall of Palestinian Death and Despair.
John Wall? Rob doesn't get that.
Pink Floyd, the Wall.
Yeah.
Well, you can do in Dubai. In Dubai, it's okay.
In Dubai what? We can do our show?
Yeah, because it's more open. Saudi Arabia.
Took them to Dubai and...
Oh, in Dubai.
I think, right?
They probably have good Wi-Fi in Dubai.
It's 7 hours, so it's very near from Saudi Arabia.
Niazi, if we do a live show here in New York, will you come to the live taping?
A live show?
Yeah.
Every show we do is live.
Where
it's called
are
a fucking
like,
live.
I didn't,
are
you
in
know.
Ohio? Are you in Ohio?
Except
in the... Yeah, I'm in Ohio.
Okay, so
maybe
like...
if it's in spring break or...
Will you be shirtless the whole time?
Do you have any plans for spring break? Are you going to go crazy? Woo!
Well, I'm going to
Rob, by the
like
way.
Like Cleveland.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
Gonna hang out with Mushroom Head.
No.
Spring break in Cleveland.
Go see a Cavs game.
Are you?
Yeah, good luck.
Is there some sort of study group there that you're going to hang out with?
Well, like my friend going to Cleveland, I'm going with him.
What's Cleveland? That's so exciting.
Mad pussy in Cleveland.
Are you going to try to score at spring break when you have a little time off? You don't have to worry about your studies?
Maybe.
Maybe? Got any prospects?
Ladies in Cleveland, hit up the Aussie.
Make sure you wear a burka. He doesn't like exposed skin.
He loves exposed skin.
That's why he moved to America.
Yeah, he's got his bare midriff out every class.
Tie on.
Put him in the back.
Tie on that niqab. Yeah. He's like, I want to see more ankle, more ankle.
Diazzi, do you have any questions for Scott Ian?
Scott Ian.
No.
Niazi, corn or flour tortilla now that you've been in America?
Flour.
Nice. He's a good man.
Super Nintendo.
But I don't like Mexican food that much. It's okay for me.
Oh,
I don't crave it.
He just said if someone says one in the Middle East, they go, Dubai!
Very nice. Yeah.
I called because I want to ask what's the worst like coffee experience that you have. I know Darren's, but I don't the rest of you.
His worst concert experience.
Oh yeah, I almost died at a concert.
Yeah, you said you went to Woodstock and there people like in shit and mud.
In shit and mud, people were camping in shit and mud. And then I was watching Nine Inch Nails and there was a tidal wave of people. It was like so many people that were like crowd serving and stuff that it was higher than my head, the whole
That's
mass of people. And I was just backpedaling away in mud and shit. And if my foot just slipped, I would have fallen and been crushed. And I found out later that people were crushed and seriously injured and died.
I think one of my least favorite concert experiences was when we went to Hellfest and, were we watching Bad Luck 13?
Yes, Bad Luck 13, Riot
Extravaganza. Oh, my God. People were throwing, like, the...
light bulb? No, fluorescent light
chairs,
bulb?
Like,
oh, yeah.
What do you call those?
Chairs.
Gym
the rafters?
Rafters?
Bleachers?
The
bleachers.
Yeah, not the rafters.
People were throwing bleachers, and they were taking the trash cans.
But they
and,
encourage
like,
it, though.
Throwing...
Right?
Well, I didn't realize that would happen, and I just...
The Riot Extravaganza part didn't you feel?
That's right. That was definitely the scariest thing, and I recently thought about it because that happened 10 years ago. No, did you know that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The craziest thing is, like, I remember it all. And,
so vividly.
And to the point where I started not believing myself. I'm like, am I just making this up? Am I glorifying what I saw? And I found video footage of it, and no. It was crazy.
They
took fluorescent light bulbs and they smashed it over just regular people's heads, like people in the crowd who were not asking for it. Well, they were asking for it by being there.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, at one point, the vocalist pointed to the bleachers and was like, get the bleachers!
Yeah,
and then,
we
like,
were on the bleachers.
No, it was the opposite side first.
Oh.
And the cockroaches, they spread, and then we were like laughing about it, and then he went, now the other side! And we were like, oh wait, that's us!
Another bad experience was, I can't remember the band, but maybe you'll remember because you were there. No, it was a long, long, long time ago, probably even before Periphery existed. We were at CBGB's. And remember when there was like an era of like these like gangster guys that would come to shows and just like throw shit at random people and just like beat people up? I think we were watching the Red Cord. I want to say that we were at CB's for the Red Cord, and some guy like picked up a garbage can and just out of nowhere just turned around and just threw it at people in the crowd, and then like they started beating each other up, and I didn't like that at all.
I don't know.
I
remember shows like that. Yeah, definitely.
You sure you weren't at an ECW show?
Yeah. Felt like it. And I just didn't appreciate that at all.
At Lemoore's, there are always shows like that, too.
The worst.
I never really saw bad shows.
What about Sid?
What about me? I think for me, it's nothing like that. That kind of stuff, I'm always good at keeping my distance and just observing and enjoying other people's misfortune. For me, it's any show now because of people with their fucking camera phones out the whole
time. Oh, God.
That just annoys me more than anything, and I go to less and less shows
and
because
now they
it's everywhere.
Now they use iPads.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot believe
that they drag their fucking iPad out.
People are assholes.
The worst experience I've had actually was Ministry's farewell tour. They were playing these small clubs. They played Irving Plaza. They brought a lighting rig for like Terminal 5 or like this way bigger venue.
Be a little bit more descriptive for the non.
Yeah, okay. So this venue that they played was like a 1,000 person venue. They brought a lighting rig for a giant club that holds like 8,000 people, like a place eight times as big as the one they played. And it was, the strobe was so bright, I felt a seizure coming. I couldn't say more than half a song.
Who was this?
Ministry.
Oh, yeah.
They Meshuggah opened for them. That's why I went.
Okay. I like Ministry.
Did you even pay for the tickets?
I don't remember. Probably not. No, yeah. But still, I couldn't stay. I wanted to stay for Ministry, but the lighting was just terrible.
You just stayed but turned your back?
That would be weird, though.
Or just look down.
Yeah.
Or is it because
it's everywhere.
Meshuggah says, do not look down. And you didn't.
Very good, no. All right, Niazi. Well, thank you for putting up with us and letting us butcher your name.
I always do, yeah. I like it.
culture.
Good luck on your spring break and getting laid. We hope we get a good status update from you.
Are you really making an effort, though? Are you really going to make an effort, or are you just saying that?
Hopefully.
No, I'm not making an effort. I tell, like, it's no, I'm like, concentrating on my studying.
But he's not going to get
no,
laid.
No, how, like, if he were to try to pick you up, what would be the way to your heart? Or
not make an effort.
Embrace Judaism.
No.
What will be the way to your puss hand?
Clean off all that sand.
I'll dip my hand in acid.
Oh,
what?
Well,
what she
likes the rough hands.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's pretty thoughtful.
See you on the way.
What's your major?
You're a big cock tease.
Computer engineering.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good career.
So just find some girl, hack her computer, find out what she's into, and there you go.
There you go.
You could even, like, nudes off of her hard drive and then you skip to the end without even having to deal with her. It's an ideal circumstance.
Okay.
I don't like that Jew.
Oh. All right. Thanks, Niazi. Dubai!
Dubai!
One thing I wanted to bring up before we go off the air is earlier this week, Danzig revealed he completed a one-hour TV special.
What?
Like a variety show.
Oh, no.
Based, like, heavily influenced by the Elvis 1968 TV special or something. There's these screenshots.
Okay, so he's recorded this. Is there actually a channel that's willing to air this?
That's the thing, like, when I was...
Metal injection.
I was researching this, and I'm like... There's nothing attached, like there's no network attached.
Yeah.
He just did it himself. Yeah. He's just calling it successful. It'll be just like a DVD or something.
Or on his website.
Yeah.
This is what's going to air instead of you on Liquid Metal now.
Oh, that's audio only. Come on.
I bet he's way more expensive than Rob.
I'll put it on anyway.
Yeah. He'll just give him a lifetime supply of cat litter.
I wonder if Danzig goes up and like Sonny and Cher or like has a little banter, like some on-stage jokes.
It's a back-to-back Danzig blog.
Just him and Doyle.
Oh, that's
and Doyle does.
Yeah.
Do you think Danzig would make a good Casey Kasem?
No.
It's a long distance dedication.
Can't say that.
Why not?
It's
on the
email.
List. I'll take it back.
It's a rock block. And he's kidding.
Yeah. For him, it's a rock brick.
Anything you want. We're gonna play it for you, yeah.
Danzig's hosting the request line.
Sounds good.
Friday night dance party. Friday night Danzig party.
There you go. Oh, we have some callers.
What?
Oh, we have a let's see, 908.
You're not a professional, role like me.
908, you're on with Danzig.
Hey, I got a question for Scott Ian.
Okay.
Oh, I'm super stoked, man. I love Scott Ian. Oh, I just love the metal aspect of everything. I'm glad you guys had him on. What was it like working with Chuck D and Flavor Flav and all of them?
Oh, it was
Public
great.
SBCs.
They're awesome. They were great.
Yeah?
We love them, yeah. It was a lot of
fun. What time was it on Flavor Flav's clock?
It was about 1:45.
Quarter one?
646-929-1357. Oh, the phone lines are off. We're done. We're out of here. We're out of here.
No, it was what?
Ah!
What? I didn't say one.
You did now.
The last one.
Oh, that was the last one.
Said it again, but I won't.
Come on, baby.
Come on, man.
You know, there was one time where you could just...
What? Say?
So what were you saying, Noah?
There was a time.
No. I just want to say one.
Rob has a hair boner right now.
I just noticed that, too.
Sure, you take a photo of
like
my
alfalfa.
Hair boner?
Wait, I'll do it from my perspective. Okay, I did it.
Look, I like free things as much as the next guy, but I don't need another drink.
Are you drunk?
I was like, I was drunk. I don't need another dildo.
That's a clear enough of them.
I already have a penis. Nothing comes on my head.
I am going to tweet Rob's hair boner at MI Livecast on Twitter, which everyone should follow that account, even though we don't really use it that often. But it might encourage us. Right?
Yeah, Rob just tweets from the Metal Injection Proper account.
And from Chuck Blandington.
Yeah.
Also, there's the Metal Injection Livecast Facebook, where that photo could also be posted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do that on my phone.
And on the blog post for this episode on Metal Injection.
What's the URL for that?
Metalinjection.net/livecast.
And you're going to post a video too, right?
Yeah, of my J2 pizza experience on our YouTube page, youtube.com/metalinjectionlivecast.
And when is server maintenance?
What?
That's probably happening at some point.
Nothing on the schedule at this time.
Oh, that you know.
That I know of.
No major breakdowns are happening.
No, we're doing pretty good. We did some upgrades. Server can handle a nice wide load.
Oh.
Sean loves slow loads.
I love slow loads.
I like that it just bled into him almost saying
balls ball. Deep in my snaps.
Plugs.
What plugs do we have? Scott Ian?
Oh, don't we have a live read to do?
Yes. I was getting to that.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that live read.
What about plugs? Don't you want to plug our guest?
Oh, Scott Ian, his Talking Words tour kicks off in Chicago. Go to scott-ian.com for more info.
Is it Talking Words or Speaking Words?
Speaking Words. What did I say?
Is it Talking Words?
Scott Ian, Speaking Words, his new stand-up speaking words.
All right, we get it.
I'm killing it. It is being killed. It's dead.
All righty then.
All right, and this week's podcast is brought to you by the Die Without Hope U.S. Tour featuring Carnifex, I Declare War, Here Comes the Kraken, and Assassins. Kicking off February 21st and running for 5 weeks throughout the U.S., check Facebook.com/CarnifexMetal for the dates and get their new album, Die Without Hope, out on March 4th from Nuclear Blast Records. That's the live read.
Okay.
Is that their first album with Nuclear Blast? Did they just sign on to Nuclear?
It's true. Noah, you follow the Carnifex story arc.
I just follow the news, which I read on metalinjection.net.
Oh, wonderful.
And that I report on Liquid Metal.
Oh, wow.
Sirius XM.
Wow.
Oh.
Jeez, and on that note.
Rob, don't worry. I have, you know, access to the security list. You're always welcome to come.
Oh,
what a favor.
Oh, I could be a guest?
No tamales for you, though. That's only for employees.
You know what they say. Here today, gone tamale. Like your job.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Another fantastic episode of the live cast. We'll be back next week.
Thank I just you. Want to say, Rob, there will never be another DJ as great as you on Liquid Metal.
Do you mean in size?
In height?
I think
greatness.
That's sort of what the serious management is hoping.
All right, we'll see everybody next week.